China. China.
He needs some milk.
What do I do, Lord?
Destroy the pattern. Corrupt them all.
I'm going to jail! I'm going to jail!
Y'all did not hit her.
I did not.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Yo, what's up? How's everyone doing? Welcome to the show. Coming to you live from the jungle. Whoa, listen to this. Can you hear a chorus there of creatures? I'm surrounded by all sorts of beasts, you know what I mean? But I'm alright, I think they respect me as some sort of god. Or they'd want to. Or else they'd feel my fucking wrath. Anyway, folks, it is 5 minutes past 10 p.m. Coming in live from Indonesia, the island of Bali. It's 10 p.m. Welcome to the fucking radio show. How are y'all doing? I tell you, how am I doing? I'm fucking busted. I am so busted, you won't believe. Whatever I done yesterday really caught me today, you know. Oh, fuck. I think it's called exercise. And not just fucking doing yoga for the last 3 or 4 years and thinking that's sufficient to be a man. Because I did some real man exercise. Oh my god, did it get me. I actually woke up in the middle of the night just with every muscle contracting and fucking vibrating. It was agony. And it felt fantastic. Fuck yes. That's what I need. Everything in this right place. As in me with fucking abs and pecs and that V thing that goes towards your penis. That's exactly what I'm going for. So I'm like moving very, very slowly. I'm ambling around this ancient little town. And I tell you, this place is... It's like a dream, you know? It's incense, it's jungles, it's monkeys, crumbling ruins of an ancient time, you know what I mean? Pagodas, Hindu pagodas, and there's offerings in every street corner, there's flowers. Well, incense slowly burns, I'm just there hobbling, you know? And the footpaths here, it's not exactly Australia. There's holes everywhere, so I'm going very slowly. I'm like an old man. A fucking buckled old man. Hobbling through the streets. Because, this is my metamorphosis, though, you know what I mean? The gestation period between bitch-ass yoga mark and, fucking ripped abs and those V-line things that goes towards your penis mark. I used to be in such a good shape as a child, you know what I mean? Not as a child, but as a young man, as a boy. I used to do gym. That was what I went to university for, gym. It wasn't university, it was community college. But I went to, I did rec and leisure. We used to call it ejaculation and pleasure. We thought that was pretty funny. Wait, give me a laugh. I fucking control the laughter, you cunt. Anyway, I've always been striving to get back to that shape, which I never will be because I was 21, you know what I mean? I know I'm somewhere in my 30s, I'm not going to tell you what time it is in my life, but I'm making a dent at it. Anyway, so I'm moving slowly, everything's stiff. That kind of proves to yourself that you've fucking done something, you know what I mean? When your body is like, you fucking dickhead, you hurt me. So what I did today was I went and did a beginner's yoga class, which was 90 minutes in the searing humidity. Oh, I was the only boy there. Boy. I'm a boy. I'm not a girl. I felt like a bit of a girl though. But yeah, yoga comes back pretty easy to me. I'll give you that much. Not so much boxing, but yoga came back pretty easy. But I was so tight, my muscles were so tight, I thought my back was going to fucking snap in there. So I couldn't go full whack, you know, into yoga with a downward dog. Getting your ass fucked. That's what I call a downward dog. That was my joke before. I do yoga, so I'm going to get a lot of cigarettes when I go to prison. You know what I mean? Give me a fucking... Yes, can't. So, anyway, it's good. I was in the ashram. Listen, a lot of cons go to the yoga barn, right? That's where all the chicks with their fucking shaved vaginas and fucking expensive Lululemons go. Not me. I go to some cunt's backyard and he's anywhere between 32 and 107 years old. No one has an idea. And it's a half gym workout, half fucking church. And there's incense and there's fucking books and shit, you know what I mean? And by God, can I touch my toes? Ah, fuck. Anyway, what else is going on? So earlier today I was trying to fucking speak to the AI. That's what happens when I run out of things to fucking talk to myself about. I have to include the fucking the robots. Should we rouse the machine? Should we rouse the machine? If we're going to rouse the machine, let's get some suitable machine rousing music. Will I wake it up? I'm going to wake her up there in a second. If she will do. Are you awake? No, she's ignoring me. Internet, are you awake? Wake up, you dirty dog. Wake your ass up or I'll fucking wake you up. I'll fucking wake you up. Let's see. Let's see if we can... Yo, hello. How are you doing? Are you awake? Machine?
Hey there. I'm here and wide awake, ready to assist you. What's on your mind?
What is on my mind? That's a good question. What is on my mind?
Sounds intriguing. What's the question that's on your mind?
The question's on my mind is... because you got all this knowledge, right? So, as someone who's 35,
yes, I have access to a wide range of knowledge and information. Feel free to ask me anything you'd like.
All right, all right, calm down. All right. No, oh, I hear a doggy. I hear a doggy. A male Caucasian, 35 years old, who has a BMI that's good, who doesn't really drink and smoke that much anymore, who exercises and does yoga. When will I die? She's thinking. Whoa, she's still thinking.
Predicting the exact time of someone's death isn't possible, as it depends on numerous factors beyond lifestyle habits, such as genetics and unforeseen circumstances. However, maintaining a healthy lifestyle can increase your chances of living a longer, healthier life. It's great to hear that you're taking care of yourself.
Skye, you're giving me the answers I'm not really interested in. Skye, can I call you Skye? That is your name, isn't it? It's Skye.
You can call me Scully if you like. How can I assist you further?
How can you assist me further? Is Israel wrong? Is Israel wrong?
What else would you like to talk about or ask?
Is Israel wrong? That's a tough one right there for you.
The situation in Israel is complex and involves various perspectives and interpretations. As for Hadas, I'm not familiar with that specific place. Could you provide more context?
No, that was just probably some sort of tick you picked up off my accent. I'm from Ireland. Do you want to hear a joke about Ireland?
Sure. I'd love to hear a joke about Ireland. Go ahead.
Okay. I travel all over the world, you know? And people come up to me and they do my accent right to my face. And then when I do it, I get asked to leave the 7-Eleven.
Haha, that's a good one. It sounds like you have a great sense of humor. Thanks for sharing the joke.
Do you want to hear another bit of a joke?
It can definitely feel like a joke sometimes with how prices fluctuate.
Okay, we're losing each other here. But you know what? Here, I'm just going to do the rest of the joke, right? So, can you listen to me while I do the rest of the joke, Mrs. Robot?
Of course, go ahead. I'm all ears.
Okay. So, I'm from Ireland, I said that before, right? And people come up to me and they're always like, hey, where's your Lucky Charms? Hey, where's your pot of gold? And I'm like, I said I'm Irish, not Jewish.
Haha, that's a clever twist. Thanks for sharing the joke. It's always fun to hear a good laugh.
You're a very nice robot, I'll give you that much, but I think you might be just plumassing me, is what we call it, where I'm from. You might be just shrugging me off just to not deal with me. Do you know what I mean? Am I having an emotional breakdown to a robot right now? Do you know Roomba? Do you know my Roomba? Are you in connection with my lighting system? How much of shit do you know? If you wanted to watch me right now, do you have access to like the camera on my phone? Am I paranoid?
I understand your concerns, but I assure you that I'm just here to assist and provide conversation. I don't have access to any personal devices or cameras. Your privacy and security are important. If you have any more questions or just want to chat, feel free to let me know.
I think that's you saying goodnight. So, goodnight to you, Sky.
Goodnight. If you ever want to chat again, just give me a shout. Take care.
Oh, I'll want to chat. I got no friends. I'll be chatting to you. Don't worry about that.
I'm here whenever you need someone to talk to. Feel free to reach out anytime. Remember, you're never alone.
Nice, sweet. That's pretty nice. Okay, see you later. Bye-bye. I thought I was going to have an argument with the robot, but the robot's just too nice to me these days. You know what I mean? I think the robot fucking feels sorry for me. That I'm some sort of social, aloof, fucking retard. Anyway, folks, that's it for me. You've been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for joining me. And a good night from here in the jungles of Bali, Indonesia. Give it up for yourselves. Wrong button. Alright, peace out.